This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another weekend overview of what's going on in the world of popular medicine. When I say popular, I don't mean it's because it's like on the hit parade. I mean popular stories about important diseases or things that need to be treated or attended to. This is sort of consumer news from the doctor's point of view. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health with this week's overview of what's been published in a lot of the medical literature. Ken interpreting it, trying to help you understand what the information can do to help you through maybe a problem that you have. And you can do that readily with Ken at any time by going to Lake Cardiology, which is his clinic down in Florida. He is reachable by dialing 352-735-1400. That's the appointment line, 735-1400. For those of you who are in Central Florida, you know the area code 352. But in case you don't, and you're from elsewhere around the country, you want to do a telemedicine hookup, a Zoom hookup with Ken, you can do that. 352-735-1400. And also a reminder about what we do when it comes to questions for Dr. Ken. One of the sources is you with your questions. So anytime, 24/7 through the week, 855-999-3684. You have a question for Ken as you're listening to this program. You can just call it in. It'll be captured by the audio device, and then we'll have it for play or at least reference when we next meet. 855-999-3684. This week, as was the case with our conversation last week on Good Day Health, we spent a lot of time talking about dementia and Alzheimer's disease and that sort of thing. And there are some other things, Ken, this week that deserve some attention, a couple of different items, including a focus on what smoking does to your brain. Like, this shouldn't, it seems to me this is, that ought to be common sense, but I guess maybe it's not. So how is the smoking that people pursue, how does that connect to Alzheimer's?
Well, Doug, I think there's just another good reason to give up the cigarettes, because when we think about cigarettes, we usually think about its effect on the lungs or the heart, right? And we don't really think that much about the effects of cigarette smoking on the brain. Well, these researchers published this week in Biological Psychiatry Global Open Sciences a study out of Washington University School of Medicine, St. Louis, excellent medical school. And what they did was they set out to examine why smokers are at higher risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. And what they found was that smoking actually shrinks the brain. So if you didn't have enough reasons to not smoke cigarettes, here's another one. It shrinks the brain, leads to Alzheimer's and dementia. Not only all the havoc we know it does to the lungs and the heart.
Well, the thing about the smoke, what it does outwardly, you can always tell somebody who smoked by looking at their teeth, looking at their face, never mind smelling, if they still are smokers, but the way their skin looks. I was in a Home Depot last night, and there was a lady who waited on me who had obviously been a big smoker. Her teeth and her face, all of it, everything, you know, you can't help but think this woman has, maybe she stopped, hopefully she has, but people that start smoking early and smoke all their lives, yep, you're at a real serious risk of developing Alzheimer's. Also on that front, there is a study, it looks like, connecting brothers and sisters who have dementia to those or Alzheimer's. So does this run in the family? Is that kind of what this is saying?
Well, what this study, I think the one that you're referring to, published this week in Alzheimer's and Dementia, Doug, deals with a twin study. This is a way to look at what is genetic and what is environment, because when you do these identical twin studies, they're fascinating because this is the rare uniqueness of human beings who have identical genes, and then you can tell what effect of their outcomes are due to genetics and what effect of their outcomes are due to the environment. So this was a study involving twins, and it suggests that if you have a sibling who develops dementia, that might not be a very good thing for you in terms of predicting your lifespan. So, and it's true even if you yourself don't develop dementia. So the upshot here is if you have a sibling, a brother or a sister, who develops dementia, it seems like your lifespan is at high risk for shortening, and you may want to even be more and more aware of a healthy lifestyle.
Careful.
And
yeah.
This is true even if you yourself don't develop dementia. So your siblings predict a lot about your future.
Mm-hmm. All right. I also saw, because you alerted me and all of us to this last week on Good Day Health, this business, all of the focus on dementia and Alzheimer's, because there was a meeting going on. I saw something this week about how electrical brain stimulation improves the process, the mental process, for people who have Alzheimer's. Twice daily current stimulation. And all I could think of was the old days when they used to use electrical shock therapy for people who were psychotic. This, of course, is not that, but I wonder how. I know you use electrical shock to get hearts going again, so does this make sense?
Well, electrical shock therapy is used in severe depression, which does not respond to medication.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is a somewhat helpfulness. I think using it, what you're talking about, brain stimulation and Alzheimer's disease, this is an area of research. Just pilot studies have been done. That means initial small studies with some promising effects, but you're not going to yet see this on the corner doctor's office yet.
You're not going to go and get a shot.
And it was published in Frontiers in Psychiatry. And I think the operative word, Doug, here is frontier.
Frontier, right. You know, one of the other things we tend to think when we're looking at these things and the reviews that come from mostly American medical journals, but the things that we talk about, like Alzheimer's is not limited to America. There are people all around the world that are having problems. China has a huge problem with Alzheimer's. And so you look at the things that we think are unique to us here, and they aren't at all. Would you say most of the things that are on the front page, i.e. cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, those are pretty much standard problems all around the world?
Aren't we all human beings? I think the only things that vary are the infectious agents, because those are somewhat specific to localizations, locales around the world. But we're all human. We all have the same frailty, and we all suffer the same illnesses.
All right. In a moment, when we continue, I want to talk about eating oily fish and how that might help your brain, as well as other things that we know about. This is more underscoring of how good eating fish, oily fish, is, and maybe supplementation as well. We'll continue. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to loosen up a little bit, how to lighten the load. As we approach the end of the year, people are thinking, wow, what a busy year this has been. I need a couple of days off, or I need a week off, or I want to go someplace special. I want to go someplace where I can have fun, where the pavement never sleeps, as I think Frank Sinatra was saying about New York. Well, the same thing is true and can be said about Las Vegas. So if you are looking for availability and you're having a hard time finding it, I got just the ticket for you. 800-419-3684. Take a 3-day, 2-night trip or longer if you want. You're going to raise that with 541 Travel. But you got to get started by calling them. Operators, as they say in radio, are standing by. 800, maybe they're sitting down. I don't think they're standing, but they're there. 800-419-3684. So call that number. Quiz the operator about what the opportunity is, even for tickets to a Las Vegas show. 800-419-DOUG. That's it. 800-419-3684. Imagine yourself. You're on the swimming pool side of things, and you're having a dip. It's 94 degrees and all the things, all kinds of things. So win a trip. 800-419-3684. Just call and win.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So I made a reference to eating oily fish and the brain benefits, and you're a cardiologist, and we've talked about this a lot, how beneficial it is for your heart health. And one of the things that you say to me when you check my thoracic cavity every year is that I don't have any plaque. And I think we've kind of focused in on the amount of oil, fish oil, that I take every day. So how about the brain? I guess I'd ask for both the heart disease. Eating the fish affects the heart. Doesn't it affect the brain, too?
It's all plumbing, but let me tell you what's out in the medical journals this week, Doug, about oily fish, because oily fish is something that you've had your mind on for a while. And in the medical journal Circulation, which is one of our Bible journals in mainstream cardiology, we learned that folks with a family history of heart disease might benefit from eating more oily fish. Fish like salmon, mackerel, herring, and sardines. So let me do that again. You know, what is an oily fish? The best examples are salmon, mackerel, herring, and sardines. Oily fish, it contains high levels of omega-3 fatty acids, Doug, which cannot be produced by the body and must be obtained from the diet. People's risk of heart disease increases by more than 40% if they have low levels of omega-3 fatty acid plus a family history of heart problems. However, if a person has adequate level of omega-3 fatty acids, their family heart history increases their risk by just 25%.
I just think that anybody who thinks it through could understand. I'm convinced that fish is good for everything. Oily fish and fish supplementation, the tuna oil, all that stuff is good for your brain as well. Meanwhile, we continue on. Dr. Ken, in a matter of moments, we have another heart-related issue to discuss right after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We have Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Madura, Florida, one of the country's foremost cardiologists, but he's also really good at talking about what else is going on in the body. Thus, we talk about all of these studies and how they relate to you. He learns from them. You can learn from him. But I thought we'd stay in the heart realm for a moment, Ken, because I see that there's an interesting correlation between couples who have high blood pressure. Is it, you talk about women who have their cycles when they all get together. Are people that are men and women, or just couples in general, do they get high blood pressure by being around somebody else who's got high blood pressure?
Well, it's not contagious, but this is an observation out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, a good publication, and I think we do believe that many people who are coupled up in heterosexual couples or whatever couples you are coupled up with, when you stay together for years, you start to resemble each other. You speak the same way. You adopt similar habits. And this new research from the American Heart Association reveals that many spouses or partners, this was a heterosexual relationship study, also may have a dangerous health problem in common, that's high blood pressure. And I think the reason why they found that in this study, that heterosexual couples together for a long time develop high blood pressure together, has a lot to do with their environment, their diet, their exercise, their mental stress, their sleep. All of these lifestyle issues affect our blood pressure dramatically. And when you're living with somebody for a long time, your sleep, your mental stress, your salt intake, your diet, your exercise, how obese you are, you start to resemble each other all too well.
Wow. All right, let's talk about heart attacks. We have several times during the year in which the number of heart attacks, the number of people that you would treat in your clinic and have to follow in the hospitals down there. The holidays are upon us, partying, eating, maybe not getting enough sleep. What are all of the things combined that would spell danger for people who have heart problems to begin with? What about the holidays and the impact on one's heart?
Well, there actually is an entity that cardiologists call holiday heart. And we often see this often right after Christmas and very often right after New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. And this is when people who are not accustomed to drinking much alcohol drink excessively. Mm-hmm. And they come in with atrial fibrillation into the ER. And this happens all too often. And so you really have to be prudent. You know, you just have fun, but don't go to extremes and just watch the alcohol and enjoy yourself, but don't overdo it.
Yep. All right. A lot of people are wondering what this flu is that's floating around. I want to talk when we continue. The question comes on the COVID, the realities of what's out there, the flus. I was with somebody last night who had, I had a little bit of a bout of it for a day. This guy's had it for 4 days, and he thinks that he was as sick as he's ever been. I've heard that from a lot of people, sicker than they ever were with COVID. And so what happens when you get sick? Do you automatically reach for a COVID test? And what does that tell you? So we'll get into all of that. Lots of things to come. Another half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. So give yourself some time to listen and learn. Here on Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right. That's right. Yes. Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supplies, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, jurors granted nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. The verdict concluded that the former lawyer for Donald Trump had defamed the poll workers in 2020.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
Giuliani had accused the workers of being involved in stealing the 2020 presidential election, leading to charges of spreading conspiracy theories about them. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. According to a government report, inflation is set to meet the Federal Reserve's 2% target by 2024. The Congressional Budget Office's forecast indicates that annual inflation will continue decreasing. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour now with a doc, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steph and I play a doctor on the radio sometimes just for fun. But Ken's very serious about the work that he does. So I asked a question about COVID testing. They're still available free, and there are numbers of them around. But again, back to the holiday season and whether or not there's a potential for more cases this winter. There are four different COVID-19 tests that are free online. I don't know, how do you do something online? It's the website, by the way, is covidtest.gov. But how do you do that? Because don't you have to stick something in your mouth? What are you going to do online with that? You're not going to stick the computer in your mouth. So Doug, what happens?
Doug, the reason why you feel so challenged by all of these respiratory infections this winter is because I came up with eight symptoms. I tried to do this. I anticipated your question. And I came up with eight symptoms that overlap the 2023 flu and the current COVID-19 variant. Are you ready for this?
Yes,
let you know And I'm not trying to ask for sympathy as a physician and my fellow physicians telling us how difficult all this is. But this is why anyone is challenged by this, and it's very hard without doing some testing to really figure it out. But are you ready? Here are, this is the current variant of COVID-19, not the 2021, the 2023 most common COVID variant and the 2023 flu. I tried to come up with which are the symptoms that present with both illnesses, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to guess some of them, but I'll go through them, or you want me to do them?
I would say temperature is one of them. Yeah. Chills, yes. Feeling, right?
Yes.
Nausea,
yes.
Pooping a lot, that kind of stuff.
Well, you got two of your three were correct. Fever and chills are definitely one. The other, in both of these entities where there's overlap, symptoms are the same. Cough, fatigue, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose. I mean, who doesn't have that right now with the colds that are going around?
Yeah.
But is it
dry
flu?
Cough.
Is it COVID? Muscle pain or body aches, headache, vomiting, or diarrhea. All of these symptoms are seen in both COVID-19, the current variant, and flu, the current strain. So if you're having trouble figuring it out, just think how hard it is for the rest of us. It's really tough. It's tough for doctors. And that's why testing is so important, to know what the diagnosis is.
Is the treatment the same? I had 103 degree. I was working on a tractor. It was a cold day. I was out in the cold, and I got chills, and I was really miserable. I went home. I took my temperature, it was 103, and I went right to bed. I slept for almost 12 hours. When I woke up the next morning, my temperature was 94, and I felt a little better. I did the radio program, and then I went back to bed. And it almost felt like mono to me. I said that, I think I said it to you, that I felt like I had an old version of Epstein-Barr because I had a cold sore. I just wanted to sleep.
Well,
but that only
those
symptoms. Yeah. Yeah, it lasted
that's
a day and a half, 2 days.
Viruses present. They're all viruses.
Yeah,
where do they come from? They hit you like a wallop suddenly.
Yeah, they really. And I don't get sick.
Somebody else's upper respiratory tract that you get exposed to. They're
yeah,
living
but where did they
people.
Come from to begin with?
Some organism. They can't live alone. They live in viruses need somebody to live in, something animal, human to live in, and they move from organism to organism. They jump. And if you're the bad luck to be from their next jump, that's your bad luck.
14.5 million people have visited emergency rooms, the corner doctor store there, whatever they call them, FastMed. Because they're just, they're worried they have COVID because we've gotten this psychosis about everything's COVID, am I going to die? And then, as Ken pointed out a few minutes ago, a lot of the symptoms are the same if you didn't get a flu shot this year. So what happens? That's a good question. I was talking to a friend of mine he had it, he got better, and he said, I guess I better go get a flu shot. I said to him, I don't think it'll do you any good now. You have immunity built up. Was I right or wrong?
Well, the question is, are we sure he had the flu? Was he diagnosed by...
He didn't have COVID. He tested for COVID. I don't know.
So, but did they test for the flu? You can test for the flu.
And no, really. I didn't get that out of the conversation.
Right. So you have to... If he had confirmed flu, then he's hopefully developing antibodies, and then it's too late. But...
Yeah.
The key is knowing the diagnosis. And, you know, you always want to ask the doctor, first question out of your mouth, patient, is, doctor, what's my diagnosis? Because once you know that, then you can treat specifically and you're not doing what we call shotgun therapy, you know, guessing, you know, what I call a Chinese restaurant, one from column A, one from column B. So, doctor, what's my diagnosis?
All right. So in that case... getting the vaccines and how they work. just to give people a heads up if you want to get the flu shot. This year, do the flu shots seem to be more adept at attacking this year's flu or keeping you from getting this year's flu?
Okay, it's a better match. It's not a perfect match, but it's a better match than last year. And again, you don't get the flu shot to prevent the flu. You get the flu shot to prevent getting into the hospital. You get the flu shot to prevent dying from the flu.
That was the COVID shot too, really, wasn't it? That was
the
idea behind it.
That's the COVID vaccine also. You don't get the COVID vaccine to prevent it. The same exact, to prevent hospitalization and death.
Most people don't get it. They think, oh, I got a flu shot, I won't get the flu. Or I got a COVID shot, I won't get COVID. Wrong. All right, next up on the Hit Parade. Well, you were talking about some of the signs. I wonder if you have a home remedy or two or three to relieve sore throats. People get sore throats as part of the flu, and we get colds with sore throats, and they lead to coughs. At least in my body they do. So I work hard to get rid of sore throats with lemon juice and honey and tea, hot soup. Those are the home those are the best home remedies. What do you suggest?
Well, the key, again, is making sure you have the right diagnosis. If it's you want to make sure it's not a strep throat, because that does need to get specific treatment. But most sore throats are viral, and those just need symptomatic relief. I like high pulp orange juice. You mentioned hot tea and lemon, some hot soup. That does work. But keeping your throat moist with lozenges, hard candy, maybe that's a rare example when it's okay to take it, but gargling with warm salt water, ice chips, cold liquids, popsicles, numb the area. If it really, really gets bad and you can't swallow, you can't eat, you can't talk, this is when we occasionally give steroids, but we don't like to do that unless it's really severe.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your weight. The folks at Calitrin invite you to go to their website, toploss.com, and see all the reviews, thousands of them, from people who have gone on the Calitrin program and enjoyed success. You understand the science of the product and what the ingredients are. All natural. You can take this product with any drug, and it's not going to have a counterbalance, shall we say. Calitrin's been around for 27 years, and they have grown and grown and grown because this product works. And right now, there are discounts that apply to their amazing 90-day overview. There's a meltdown of your body tissue that takes place when you're exercising and taking Calitrin. And so why not take advantage of that? Stock up. There are payment options that are explained at toploss.com. Get started today with a Calitrin holiday bundle. It's really there to help you burn the fat, build muscle, block the breakdown of carbs and sugars, and eliminate the buildup of colon waste through this eating season. We all go to parties, we gain 8 or 10 pounds, and we want to shake it, or we want to prevent it if we can. So that's why you go to toploss.com, see how it works. It'll be good for you. There are a lot of other products that are sold in a, I guess, conjunctory way with the Calitrin, a product that will clean out your colon, get rid of the fat around your belly. Ask about that when you talk to someone. You can find a counselor, too, when you go to toploss.com. All right? So help yourself. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays from the folks at Calitrin. Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's their present to you. Find out all about it at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so that people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who we'll put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back again with everybody's favorite doctor, Dr. Ken Kronos, here on Good Day Health. This is one of his faves. Loves to talk about marijuana and how unhealthy it is. So what's the latest guidance there, Ken?
Again, I don't publish these articles.
I know, you're the messenger.
I just report them.
Yep.
So
I know.
This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. You know, this is there's a couple of journals, one or two, that are really the hot news for the doctors. They read them to find out what's doing in the headlines, if you will, the breaking news.
Sure.
In medicine. JAMA's one of them. And what we learned this week is that marijuana use, Doug, by expecting moms is associated with unhealthy pregnancy outcomes, especially low birth weight babies. Further, heavier weed use is associated with a higher risk for the pregnancy. So, mom, please don't use marijuana while you're pregnant, and even try to stay away from it for a while before you're going to get pregnant. But here is a clear study showing about the dangers of using marijuana while you're pregnant.
All right, be careful. Other things here as we have time. The FDA has approved the first human gene editing therapy for sickle cell disease. What's that all about?
This is the future. The FDA this past week approved a new sickle cell disease treatment. It uses the CRISPR genome editing technology. CRISPR, you're going to hear a lot about this in the future. This is how we can actually go into your body and change your genes when there's clearly a defined genetic mutation that's causing the problem and we can correct it. This is really the future. It's amazing. So sickle cell disease, it's caused by a mutation in the hemoglobin. This is part of the red blood cell, a protein in the red blood cell that delivers oxygen to the body's tissue. The therapy delivers genes for gene modification. It alters the patient's blood stem cells to produce a gene-derived hemoglobin. When added to red blood cells, that hemoglobin lowers the risk of sickling. And this is really a breakthrough. In the past, we just had symptomatic treatment, and this affects a lot of African Americans.
A reminder to send your voice question to Dr. Ken Kronhaus by dialing 855-999-3684. Record your health question, and then either we'll play it on a future program or we'll ask the question during our segment, Questions for Dr. Ken, which coincidentally comes up in just a few moments here on Good Day Health. It's now 10 minutes before the hour.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. If you're just joining us, this is Good Day Health. We have questions segment, Questions for Dr. Ken. You can call him in at 855-999-3684. Send them along to me, and I'll make sure that Ken gets a hold of them. And you can get a hold of Ken, by the way, at his clinic down in Florida, Lake Cardiology. Want an appointment? Want to discuss what's going on with your health and well-being? Questions that you need to have. There are all kinds of questions. He gets asked a lot of questions on the radio, and certainly questions in person at Lake Cardiology or on a Zoom call. Line it up by dialing 352-735-1400. That, again, dial in number 352-735-1400. There is a question here about romantic relationships and how it is that one, this is a psychological thing, I suppose, as much as it is a medical thing, Ken. The warning signs that come, what are the warning signs of violence that may occur in romantic relationships?
Yeah, this is very interesting that we all need to know, because everybody's interested in either staying or getting into a romantic relationship. So this is news from Social Psychological and Personality Science Medical Journal this week, Doug. This is a new study that finds there are actually early behavioral warning signs. So listen up, everybody who's on the dating websites, or if you're thinking about, you know, love is lovelier the second time around. So there's warning signs from a partner that suggests the risk for violence is there. And the more signs a person sees in the partner, the higher the potential risk. So can we go over some of the warning signs in a partner uncovered by this study? You ready? There's three of them. We need some time. Do we have enough time?
Yeah, we have time. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
There's three. The first is a sense of arrogance or entitlement. The second is negative reactions when a person said no to something. And the third is discounting a partner's reasoning if they happen to disagree with something they said or did. So these are things everyone needs to think about. They're warning signs. And most people who are going to get violent show some of this. In this study, they did uncover that not everybody who got violent had any of these, but most who did have these, one or two or three of these, and the more of these you had, the more likely you were to show some violence in your relationship.
That's a pretty heavy thing.
Should we go over them again?
Let them be absorbed, and let's do it again next week. How about that? We'll go over it again next week.
Important. Everybody stay safe and happy, and love should be happy, and you should be safe in your love.
Very much so. All right, here's a question about something called vasculitis. This fellow had kind of a rare form of it, so he said it knocked out his vision, knocked out his hearing, knocked out his equilibrium. So what is vasculitis? Vascular disease, right? You're the circulation guy, the heart guy. Is vasculitis related to circulation?
Yeah, vasculitis, fortunately, is not that common. And I don't think we've even talked about it very much in the past, have we, Doug?
No, again, that's why this question is good.
Vasculitis, it's an inflammation of the blood vessels. They may thicken and weaken, and the blood vessel walls actually just weaken. And sometimes the blood flow is restricted, you get organ damage, and it can affect any part of the body. And again, how it often can be treated, it's often treated with drugs that just tamp down the immune system. But this is an area that needs a lot more research. It's one of these areas of medicine that we don't really totally understand. And stay tuned in the next couple of decades. Hopefully we'll have a better understanding of this.
Well, there are a lot of those questions that come up, I think, and at least you point people in the right direction, which is what we're all about here. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology down in Florida. He's always talking about a number of things. You can tap into his knowledge very easily, and every week we have the ability for you to hear the Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com and also our downloads, which feature the highlights. Check it all out at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken and Doug here at 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.